Welcome to the Taking It Outside podcast from Spring Hill Outfitters, the show that connects you with the outdoors, with experts on guns, archery, cooking, outdoor gear, and more. Here's your host, Trent Lassiter.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Taking It Outside. Here inside Spring Hill Outfitters, we're excited you could join us for Season 2, Episode 15 of Taking It Outside. We've got a special episode. I feel like the last 14 episodes have been really good.
We say it every time.
Time flies, though.
I think every episode.
No, it's right.
Every episode's been great, but 15, we saved the best for episode 15. So if you're listening, the best is for you. Thanks for joining us. We're here inside Spring Hill Studio, inside Spring Hill Outfitters, with another great episode of Taking It Outside. We talk about all things outdoors. Everything from hunting to fishing to grilling to killing to everything else in between. Yeah. I got a very special episode planned for y'all. As always, find us on all major podcast platforms. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find us. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're all over the place. Spring Hill Outfitters, Taking It Outside. Always happy to have you join us here. We have some great episodes. The last few weeks we had the Southern Outdoor Classic, big event that just happened this past weekend. We'll talk more about it, of course, here in just a little bit. We talked about it. We talked about Miss Paige King Johnson. She joined us. Country superstar Paige King Johnson joined us right here inside Spring Hill Studio. We talked about grilling with the Kamado Joe, Mr. Patrick. Funny story. We'll talk more about that. I'll tell you that story just a little bit, actually. But a lot of good past episodes that you can listen to. If this is your first time tuning in, thanks for joining us. Make sure you catch up. When you get done with this episode, catch up on all the last ones. And, SpringHillOutfitters.com. You can shop with us 24/7. All the great gear we have inside Spring Hill Outfitters. From the comfort of your own home at SpringHillOutfitters.com. This is the part of the episode where we usually think Joe Gilley. It's on my notes here. Joe Gilley Productions. Thanks to Joe for what he does.
It's on the page, yeah. Hey, I'm just excited.
Joe is here.
There's an IT closet downstairs that I'm normally locked into.
Yeah, that's usually he can't come upstairs. He stays downstairs.
I got to move upstairs today.
And today we were like, come on up here and join us, why don't you, for an episode.
Yeah, we keep him locked up.
So yeah. This is kind of a combination of thanking Joe / introducing our guest. All into one piece here.
I like it.
We do want to thank Joe for what he does. Joe does a lot behind the scenes and was a big help this past week at the Southern Outdoor Classic. But before we get to that, welcome, Joe.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Cinnamon Teal. He comes to us way of Cinnamon Teal.
Yeah. And, which I didn't know what that was until I moved there.
Yeah.
So thank
that
you.
Whole subdivision.
Yeah.
That whole area.
Now you know
so
where
fun
I live.
Fact, the outdoors. We advertise lights on Cinnamon Teal.
I know.
But we kind of already know where it's at. But fun fact, that the person who developed that whole area, they take it outside because every road or street in that subdivision is named after a duck.
Yeah.
So the fire department went over last week and we were riding through and got on his Ring camera.
That's an easy neighborhood for you to remember, I guess. Yep. Because you're like, I know these words.
Yeah, I know. Let's go down to Bufflehead and hang a left.
Yeah.
Hang a right on Millard.
Yeah.
But no, every street in that subdivision is named after a duck, which is a pretty cool fact.
Yeah.
So, glad Joe could join us. We talk about Joe every week and everything that he does. And before we get into our episode talking about the Southern Outdoor Classic and dove hunting, bow hunting, and all kinds of fun stuff outdoors, we want to talk to Joe. Joe joined us last season.
Yeah.
For an episode.
And we just talked, I think.
I don't even have an outline. We just kind of sat here and talked.
Season 2 got like outlines and stuff, and it's really formal.
We got upgrade.
Yeah, we got lights now.
This guy back here,
yeah.
That wasn't here before.
Bucky and then Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy the turkey and Bucky back here and Penny. We're all back here joining us.
Yeah.
So we stepped it up for season 2, but Joe joined us last season. If you didn't hear the episode, we'll talk a little bit more about Joe and what he does. He is, I met Joe through QDR. 94.7 in Raleigh years ago. Maybe at a City Limits concert, like Brian Davis.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
It's been a while. RIP City Limits, too.
It's gone. Kevin, we love you.
Yeah.
Burnt or like
it's not burnt. It's this past week, they tore it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while.
I just see the news headline that said Charlie Goodnight's building was tore down. I was like, what?
How about
City Limits?
I saw that too, and I was a little bit offended.
Yeah, if you've ever grown up going to City Limits Saloon, we can respect that. But Joe worked with QDR back in the day and still does some, I think, on his side gig. But he's works in the government realm now.
Yeah, yeah. Join the world, the worldwide fun world of government.
Yeah, public information. He's always spreading information for the people of Wayne County.
Yeah. But love it. No 2 days are the same. That's what keeps it fun.
We've had a busy few weeks here recently. Yeah. Unfortunately, sometimes that, you know, good things and or bad things affect Joe's job, and he stays busier sometimes in those times when things don't go quite as planned. Yeah. And Wayne County's had a lot the last month or so in the news.
It's been
fun. Joe's been busy, but he always makes time to help us out here at Taking It Outside. And also builds. I want to hear. This is the portion of the episode we talk about Christmas lights. So I talked about it last week a little bit about a Christmas tree. And last year, I know all of you out there came to lights on Cinnamon Teal. All of you did. But I'm just saying this year's going to be even better. I want to hear. Tell the people a little bit about what you're planning this year better than what you did last. Like, what's the plan for this year?
Yeah. So you've always got to get better. And you got to add something every year.
Yep.
And so this year we're going to add it's called a mega tree. And so the jury's still out on how tall it's actually going to be. But it's probably going to be like at least 10 feet tall. And
I thought you said 25 feet tall.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if my HOA will allow it that. But I'm going to do some research.
My HOA is for what, 2 months?
It's for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause.
I don't know. 25 feet, too, that's tall.
I thought you had mentioned 25 feet.
I said I saw one that was 25 feet tall.
That's what it was.
But like 25 feet, that's a lot of lights.
My notes from last week.
That's a lot of. It's wild too. Once you get, not that anybody cares about Christmas lights and advanced computer programmed Christmas lights like myself, but like the amount of Christmas lights that I have on my house last year.
Yeah.
Literally, the tree will have the same amount just on that one tree as the entire other rest of the house has. Like, that's how much it takes to do mega trees. But it's going to be cool because we're going to be able to have like singing faces on it and stuff like that. So
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, like I'm pretty excited about it. But
so when do we find out how tall it's going to be? I think that's a big deal. Like, is it going to be 10
and
feet or 25
that's
feet?
A big difference.
When do we determine that? Like, when do you set
when
the
Joel
Christmas lights
orders
up?
The pole?
The pole is not adjustable. It's like one.
Yeah, you got to like build it. It's all. I mean, all right. It's a lot of hand built stuff. And so it comes in 10-foot sections. So it's either going to be 10 feet or it's probably not going to be 20 feet. But because then you got to have guy wires and stuff. Like, I'm afraid it's going to blow over. I saw a lot of all these Facebook groups, right? And they're like, last year there was a lot of bad storms out west, and like people's mega trees were just like in shambles. And I was like, oh, I do not want to have
Christmas
to deal with
like
that.
Facebook groups.
You should have seen me last year was the first year we did it.
Yeah.
And because I'd always said, like, and this is a little bit of like what we talked about in last season's episode, I always said, like, I want to do dancing Christmas. There's two things in life that are on my bucket list: dancing Christmas lights, and I want to make my own snow at home, like they do at the ski resorts. And it's not that hard to do.
Like, just in the yard?
Yeah, and you can do it. You just have to have an air compressor and a pressure washer. And I've got that. But my parents were like, no, you're not doing this. And so I was like, fine, one day when I move out, I'm going to make snow.
I'm
going
to show y'all.
And I'm going to have dancing Christmas lights.
Show y'all how to do my own homemade snow.
So I've got the dancing Christmas lights. Snow is still TBD. But lucky enough, like, found a girlfriend and now wife that like was like, when we get a house, let's do that. I'm
She's
down.
Supportive of that.
She's very supportive
She's
of it.
Supportive of that direction.
And even like when I need like help, because like last year was the first year we did it. And, you know, most of this stuff, like, there are companies that make products for this, but a lot of it's like homemade. You know, you have to fabricate your own stuff. So I'm like 3D printing like attachments to go on gutters and stuff. And like, man, last year, like, the first wind that came through, like, two of my, like, window things, like, lights fell down. I was like, oh, no. And I'm, like, out on the roof at night, like, trying to fix this stuff. And so, like, thank goodness she can, like, hand me these pliers through the window if you don't mind.
Feel like that's not safe. Oh,
it's man. Not safe at all. I got my little brother, Daniel, to come help me, like, last year. I was like, hey, could you mind hopping up on that roof for me?
Hop on
and,
over there.
And, yeah, so, but it was fun. And so, I mean, like, right now, it's September, like, we're going to have to, right after Labor Day, we'll start working on, like, we've got all the stuff from last year, but we're going to start working on, like, actually building everything. Like, it'll be, like, September, October.
It's crazy to think Christmas. You know, we're obviously here at Spring Hill Outfitters focused on hunting season, which starts, like, this weekend.
Yeah.
We're very excited, but it's crazy to think that Christmas is, like, right around the corner.
It's insane. August, I feel
Somebody said there was how many Fridays?
August went by. Toadfish. The Toadfish guy 15. Yesterday or this past week said like 15 Fridays
yeah.
until
something
Christmas.
Like that. Yeah,
it's about right.
Yeah. So Halloween is soon after Halloween is Thanksgiving 2 days later, and then Christmas is the week after that.
Yeah. I mean, they already got the Halloween decorations and candy out now. I'm like, where did September go?
Everybody watched Hocus Pocus. I thought a bunch of people watching Hocus Pocus this week earlier.
It's already on
Hocus
TV?
Pocus 2 on Disney Plus.
Shoot.
So, yeah. Anyway, Christmas lights on Cinnamon Teal at the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And check them out. Up. So, when's it going to start? Thanksgiving?
Yeah, typically we start Thanksgiving. Okay. And it rolls all the way through, I think last year we went through New Year's. But yeah, so it'll be a good little time there. And you just pull up in the cul-de-sac and. Yeah, it's fun.
Hang out. So shop Black Friday at Spring Hill Outfitters and then head on over to Lights on Cinnamon Teal.
Exactly. It's going to be a fun time Black Friday here, too.
It is. That's going to be here soon. It's crazy. I want fun time is a strong
term. Sleeping now.
Yeah. Fun time is a very strong term, but it's going to be a big time anyway.
We just had a long weekend. That's the next long weekend.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy this break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Southern Outdoor Classic. I did not introduce. I thought I had something introduced.
I got it.
Anyway, Miss Ashley.
Don't worry
Miss
about
Ashley.
It.
Oh, that's right. We forgot that.
Miss Ashley here. Of course, we had our matching shirts on. Joe forgot the memo.
Yeah, I didn't get that memo. Wow. Sorry.
But Miss Ashley, of course, her and Mr. Kent Jones from East Coast Waterfowl, who could not be here this week. He's in heavy work mode. He's selling all the hats and getting ready for shooting all the doves this weekend. So him and Miss Ashley and myself kind of headed up this whole 2022 Southern Outdoor Classic. We talked about it the last few weeks, last few months, and it was good. We had a good show.
It was good.
From an outsider, hats off to y'all.
Like, yeah, so Joe was there. So I was thinking as I was planning this episode this week, who could we bring in that was involved with the show that could talk about the show, you know? And I was like, well, Joe was there every minute of the show. So Joe graciously agreed to help us out with production on the outdoor stage.
Yeah.
So all the live music and announcements and music you heard during the day all came from Mr. Joe. So he was there. He saw everything inside, outside. He walked around, took part of the demos. And what better person to bring in than Joe? And as a friend, I felt like you probably wouldn't talk bad about anything that may have happened.
No.
And would would lie for us and say good things no matter what.
The check that you sent bounced, but like honestly, other than that, like I still don't have anything bad
to say.
It
happens though. I mean,
it was a great event.
Check was no good, but the event was great.
We talked about it a lot before. You know, there's a lot of events that you can go to and you can walk around and shop at. And that you had that. But tell me another event that you can go and try out the latest shotguns.
Yeah.
Literally the latest and greatest.
And not pay a dime.
And not
and
pay a dime.
Flamethrowers.
Look.
Shoot a flamethrower for free.
12-gauge ammo is way too expensive right now. But you guys just gave it out. Not really gave it out. But you allowed people to shoot. And like you said, it was free. And you can't get that anywhere else. And, you know, when somebody's looking to get that shotgun – You got to just rely on asking everybody, what do you think about this one? What do you think about that one?
It worked out, too, because Benelli had a demo. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. And a guy immediately came in and bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like that. You don't get that anywhere else. So, you know, it was a great event and flamethrower demos.
Yeah. I mean, it was free, right? So that's the number one benefit. It didn't cost a dime.
After you shoot a flamethrower. You're like, I need to get a flamethrower.
You can't help but smile.
Yeah.
I've said that time after time. I guarantee you cannot shoot an exothermic flamethrower without smiling.
Yeah.
Hats off, Mr. Lewis, down from Florida, if you're listening, which I know he is. Everybody listens to this podcast. So, Lewis, thank you again. He flew up from Florida and helped us out, had a booth inside and sold several flamethrowers and had a demo outside. And
talk about a tough job.
Yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah.
I mean, Lewis gets to fly around and shoot flamethrowers.
And he shoots iguanas. I learned that, too.
And iguanas. Yeah. Not all at the same time.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we had any iguanas at the Outdoor Classic. But
yeah, he sells flamethrowers. Funny
what
story.
A job.
Real quick about him. He told me Friday night we had a little vendor welcome reception VIP thing. Not VIP, but like vendor thank you reception for everybody that was involved. And Lewis got there and he was telling me he flew into RDU. And he had rented a car and already prepaid for his car. And he had paid for some kind of like fill up, like they fill it up for you or whatever, yeah, or pay as you go. And anyway, he had paid for this, and they got ready to pick his car up, ready to pick it up and come to the farm. And they're like, sorry, the car doesn't have that option on the pay as you go, but you've already paid for it. You can't have that. He was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, you have an electric car.
Ooh.
And Lewis was like, nah. Hey, no way. The man owns a flamethrower and started his flamethrower company that really revolves around gas. It's going to roll up to the farm on an electric car.
Ain't no charging stations out here.
You got to find me something. I will never hear the end of it. You got to find me another car. So
I'd love to see him rolling out through the field at the farm.
Or something.
I don't even know what noise that makes.
But so Bumblebee. Anyway, he found another car and came to join us. But flamethrower demo was great. The demos included Benelli, Beretta, Browning, Enrique shotguns, and all of them were greatly, very highly attended.
Lines
folks were lined every up time, every yeah. time. We had demos all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday.
You know, and another really cool thing that I thought was neat. First of all, the gravel out there where the flamethrower demos, nothing's going to grow there ever again.
It's burnt.
Yeah, it's
black.
It's singed.
If you ever seen black gravel, we have that now at the farm.
The other cool thing is, like, you know, you think of a lot of these demos, and it's like, oh, it's 15 people. No. Like, it was literally, because I had some of my family came, and I was like, go get in line. I was like, it doesn't matter where you're at in line, you will get to go.
Yeah. And the kids got to shoot. I saw a couple of kids. Yeah. Like, it sounds unsafe. You know what? Whatever. Listen to us. It's okay. We're safe. It's spring.
Yeah, it was all safe.
But there was kids that had adult proper supervision, but like these young kids were able to shoot a flamethrower and with their parents standing beside them. It was really, really cool to see all that.
I went out there and did the demo with Lewis with Sunday, and there was a little kid, and he's like, can I do it?
Absolutely.
Like, Dad says it's okay.
That's what I always love here at the store, kind of getting off subject, but when kids want to hold a gun, obviously, you know, some parents are like, can they hold a gun? I always encourage that, right? So we always here at Spring Hill Outfitters love taking it outside, especially kids, and getting kids involved at a young age the proper way with adult supervision. But it's always cool to get kids involved, and those kids will never forget that. I mean, it's like a 7-year-old kid shooting a flamethrower. Can you imagine going to school on Monday? Hey, guys, what y'all do over the summer?
I shot a flamethrower.
I tell you what I did yesterday. I shot a flamethrower.
There was a girl. She was dressed like really cute, like to the T. And Lewis was like, come shoot it. She's like, no. And she finally came and shot it. And she was, you know, she smiled.
Of course.
She went off. And she was like, wait, can I shoot it again? And she came back and shot it.
As long as we got diesel fuel, you're good to go.
We got plenty.
But you said it right. Like, as getting in that age group, teach them the right way to do it, right? And I think that's super important.
Yeah,
I was raised from a young age, you know, safe gun handling and all that. And that's what it's all about, right?
That's right.
Because that will stick with them forever. That's super important. So I think it was awesome. Also, some great entertainment, too.
Yeah, we had live music Saturday and Sunday. So North Carolina artist.
Yeah.
Miss Paige King Johnson, who joined us a couple of weeks ago, kicked it all off on Saturday. She did great. Paige is always great. She was there. She's played the farm a few times. For other event, opened up for Kane Brown this past year and another show back in 2015, I think. She did great.
Yep.
That same day was
Eric Cox.
Eric Cox after her. Sunday, I will say, Paige was great and Eric was great. I never heard John Norris until Sunday.
I hadn't either.
He killed it. John Norris. If you hadn't heard him, look him up. John Norris from North Carolina.
Matter of fact, I didn't follow him yet.
Yeah, no.
I found out he and I have some mutual friends. Anyway, I need to go follow him. I'm going to do that while you talk.
Somebody called me the day after. Somebody called me on Monday wanting to get some acts for an event in Raleigh coming up this fall and wondered if I knew any local country artists. I was like, I had 3 great artists at the farm this past weekend.
Just gave him a follow.
There you go. There you go. John, you're welcome.
Well, it's kind of crazy. I have a coworker that plays guitar and was asked, like, hey, he's like, hey, I know a guy that's looking for a guitar player. And I went back to work on Monday and was like, hey, you ever heard of this guy? He's like, yeah, that's the one that needs a guitar player. I was like, bro, you should play with him.
It was good.
I was like, he was really good.
Yeah, no, John Norris. So we had Eric and John and Miss Paige, and all three of those did great throughout the day, Saturday and Sunday. And
yeah.
Live music, shotgun demos. We had thousands. I like saying thousands of people, which, I mean, you think like 27,000. It was, we had the attendance.
It was 28,000, actually.
I think 28,000, 29,000.
Yeah, I counted.
But no, we had, it was a free event. So I'll be honest, we had a hard time kind of gauging the exact number of people through the door. It got so busy on Saturday. The doors open on Saturday morning. And I was actually in the office working on score from Pig Fest.
Oh,
which we'll talk more about in just a second. We're going to talk more about Pig Fest in just a second. But I was in the office, and I was typing away, adding up scores, and I kept hearing the door open and the young lady up front saying, good morning, welcome. Good morning, welcome, good morning. I was like, she's saying that a lot. Like, people kept coming in. I went outside 30 minutes later, and the freaking room's full.
Yeah.
Inside, the room was full. We had I think we had probably between 2,000 and 3,000 people total that registered for the event. And then we got so busy during the day on Saturday and Sunday, a lot of walk-ups did not register. They just kind of came in. So we had thousands.
28,000.
Thousands of people. Great, very well-attended event. I was very surprised, very pleased, being our first year ever doing something quite like that.
Absolutely.
We had faith that it was going to be good, but I didn't know how it was going to go, but it was good.
And, go ahead and you guys have already announced next year, right?
Yeah,
the weekend of the same last weekend in August. So I think 27th is that Saturday.
26th and 7th, I think.
Sunday. Yeah, the weekend of that, the same, probably be the same Saturday, Sunday, that same weekend. A lot of vendors have already called, the new vendors have already called us wanting to sign up. The existing vendors, pretty much all of them this weekend said, count us in for next
That's
year.
That's awesome.
And we've already got some notes and had some meetings and got some more meetings next week trying to work on some stuff. Already got some changes for next year to make it even bigger and better.
Oh, we're talking a lot about sorry you missed it, but I literally went into my calendar already,
on the calendar for next year.
Because, ammo, I bought ammo. I stocked up on it. Yep. You guys had ammo deals. First of all, you had ammo. I mean, that's a blessing in itself this day and age. And then, ammo deals and stuff too. And it was a great event. I had boats. You had tractors.
Side by sides,
four wheelers. What else?
Clothes. So a little bit. Inside was all the Spring Hill Outfitter stuff, manufacturers, guns, ammo, apparel, decoys, Bandit, Avery, Beretta, set up inside, and the outside was all kind of various outdoor things set up outside. You could buy and I think BNS Enterprises sold. They sold a couple of pieces of equipment, side by sides and tractors. D&J Cycle, thanks to those guys, they sold a few things. Collins Boats, two of our top sponsors were Collins Boating and then Beretta as well. So shout out to them for being our gold sponsors. But Collins sold a couple of boats. We had a kayak stolen there for a little bit. Thought we had a kayak stolen, but we found it. It was on.
It was on
Monday. Nope, found it. Crisis averted. We had a boatload of kayak.
We lost the whole
had a kayak. Got a kayak.
Going. Did y'all walk out there? Did y'all see those tractors they had?
I did. I didn't go out there to them.
Yeah, this tractor. I was like, I need to buy that. This tractor had a bush hog on it, out on this arm that you could just remote control.
I was like,
dang up, my 1955 Massey Ferguson don't have nothing like that. But shoot.
BNS Enterprises, they had a great setup. Collins Boating, D&J, a lot of cool outdoor vendors. We had indoor vendors, and it was pretty cool. The fire department mentioned Pig Fest a while ago. I do want to give a shout out to Pig Fest. So we had a lot going on this past weekend.
We had a lot
of different dynamics. Probably won't ever happen again, actually, if you were a part of this. But the last time we ever had this much stuff going on in one weekend, because Trent now has a stomach ulcer because of it. But anyway, it was pretty cool. We had the 2022 Pig Fest.
Is it because you ate all the sausage biscuits in the kitchen? That was my problem.
The 2022 Pig Fest, presented by Spring Hill Outfitters, happened the same weekend as all this rest of this stuff. And I do want to say we had a great turnout. We had 11 teams compete Friday night. We had a meeting about 8:30, pass out the pigs, and they put the pigs on. We were able to walk through
and
get some good pictures and videos of all, talk to the teams. All these guys are super nice guys and ladies as well, because we had some ladies that came in second place. So everybody was great, and really want to thank everybody who competed in the Pig Fest competition. The judging started at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and I will say, I'll admit that I was right behind the judges.
Yeah.
So, the judges went through the booth and judged the pig, and then I came right behind them to make sure they did everything. Yeah, I was, did my
quality control is what we call that.
Yeah. So, I will say that the second place, I guessed one of the top three. I said, they're probably going to be somewhere around the top. I got that person correct, and they were all good. All 11 teams were really good.
Can we talk, just, you were explaining something that I think is kind of cool too.
Yep.
This was an officially sanctioned
from the North Carolina Pork Council. They have a website.
They have a website. You can be like literally an official judge, which I'm like another very difficult job to do. Like I want to get signed up. But you were saying it's like a qualifier event.
Yeah. So the winner, North Carolina Port Council, a sanctioned event, the winner, and I may be mistaken on this 100%, but the winner I know is qualified for the state championship. It happens in Raleigh in October. So winner.
I put mine on quiet.
Well, mine's on quiet vibrate. Yeah, same thing. It's potential spam from Benson. If you're calling me from Benson right now, sorry. the first place team gets qualified for the state championship. And I'm not sure some of that points or I'm not sure how it works. But, yeah, so it's a sanctioned event through the Port Council. So you have to follow a certain protocol, the score sheet that the judges use that have certified judges. And the score sheet they use is all kind of follows the Port Council of North Carolina, their protocol. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
Some really cool.
It's serious.
It is. That's what I think is so serious. Cool.
Guys and girls, too.
Because people think it's just a little cook-off. And not that it's not a little cook-off, but like these teams that are competing are like state level.
I think we had three or four past state champions that competed, and we had one past South Carolina state champion that competed as well.
That's some. It was some good barbecue too.
I didn't have anything that was bad.
No,
it was. That was my. I was going to eat a Bojangles biscuit. That's why I brought Bojangles on Saturday morning. We were getting set up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold off on that because I'm about to go down to the Pig Fest.
Yeah.
So, first, second, and third, congratulations. Beach Boys Barbecue. They are out of Cherry Grove,
okay,
South Carolina. Won first place. I will say, out of all the teams, they were kind of like their little space was kind of like secluded. They had it like, kind of like roped off and marked off. They were kind of like in their little area in there.
Oh, okay.
And I was they kind of like secluded where they won first place. So there you go.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
What did they put on it? That's the good, good. That's what we need to figure out.
We don't know. Second place was Jabaldic Q, Miss Dana Peterson. Mr. Kevin Peterson was the 2019 state champion. His wife, Miss Dana Jabaldic Q, in memory of a good friend of ours in Ducks Unlimited, Mr. Timmy Evans. If you ever went to a DU event, you heard Mr. Timmy Evans be the auctioneer and say, Jabaldic. They started that team in memory of him, Jabaldic Q. And she came in second place.
Glad you explained that. I saw that team name and I was like,
what is Jabaldic Q?
Yeah, I was like, okay, it's got to mean something.
Jabaldic. That was Mr. Timmy's tagline. Jabaldic. He always said that. And after he passed away a couple of years ago, it was very unexpected. She started that team in memory of him. And the funny thing, before I get to third place, well, I forget if I don't say it right now. But we were going around to judge, and I think she was team three. And we judged her before we judged her husband, which was beside her. And her husband, Kevin, told me and said, look, he said, her pig's better than my pig. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So I tried her pig after the judges got there, and I sampled it, you know, in the sauce. And then went around and went to his pig, and I sampled his. And I was like,
he's right.
You're right.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's good.
Imagine that ride home.
Hers is better. I'm sorry. He's like, I told you. So hers was better. He ended up getting, I think he was fourth place. I saw Showtime's Legit Barbecue. I think it's his team name, but Kevin was fourth. But anyway, third place was Wicked Pig, Mr. Billy. Local team got third place, and that was one of the ones that I tried as well. They were down on the end, spot number 11, I think it was, 11 or 12 anyway. I sampled it. I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And first, second, and third, Beach Boys, and You Bought It, and Wicked Pig. They all got a little trophy and got some cash. And
this is a cool trophy, too. A little meat cleaver.
Yeah. Dexter. Big thanks to Dexter. Shout out to our sponsor of this episode and of Pig Fest, Dexter Cleavers. They sent us a couple of cleavers giveaway as awards, and we got them engraved with Pig Fest, and they were pretty cool.
It's unique. So. I like it. Yeah, no, I thought it was a really cool.
Yeah.
And then the fire department.
Yeah.
Chops everything up.
Yeah. Teams got judged. So all these teams got judged. And as soon as they got judged, they started chopping the barbecue. And legally, they can't sell it. We can't sell it. So they donated it to a nonprofit. So they gave it to the Micro Volunteer Fire Department, which is near and dear to my heart, of course, here in town. And so they chopped it and then gave it to the fire department. And then they hauled it up to the building and sauced the barbecue. And made plates and sold plates.
Yeah.
And sold like 800 plates.
That's awesome.
I had two plates.
She had an early lunch and a late lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
I was hungry.
That's how good it was.
Yeah.
Barbecue was great. Thanks to everybody who bought plates. The plates were great on Saturday. So thanks to Micro Fire Department for selling plates.
The lemonade, they had lemonade sales too.
Church Selma, original Free Will Baptist Church, was out selling lemonade and lots of fun. So we had a bouncy house.
Who all was that? It was Emma and John.
Emma and John and Daisy.
They've been on the podcast.
They were
out there mixing the lemonade up. So
podcast superstars that are making
alumni
lemonade. And I had a great event. It was good. Free event. And it was hot.
It was.
But I tell you, the time of the year is kind of cool because it's not cool, like cool, but like cool. But it's really cool good because, you know, we're getting into hunting season. And it's the week before dove season. Folks are getting in the mode for hunting, school starting back. They're kind of summer's kind of, you know, whatever. We're done with summer, getting ready for hunting season. So it's a good time of the year. And I know it was hot outside, so I'm sorry, but I think it's a good time of the year.
The tough thing was when I got in the bounce house, I got really like sweaty, and you stick to the bounce house at that point. That was the only tough part for me. I was bouncing in the bounce house.
Did you go down the slide?
Yeah, it was like you like skink, and then like you can't go anywhere.
Wiggle, it's tough.
The kids enjoyed it though. No, it was cool. It was really neat. I had a good time. It was two full days. I mean, it's packed both days. That's what's so cool about it. So,
yep. Great event. 2022 Southern Outdoor Classic. A big thanks again to Kent Jones.
Yeah.
At East Coast Waterfowl for all of his help. They sold a pile of stuff. They were inside on the stage.
Kent had
a
setup.
Setup looked good.
Yeah, they sold a pile of hats and shirts. Had a big reveal of a lot of new stuff, products that are now on their social media. So I will say check out East Coast Waterfowl owned. East Coast Waterfowl, Facebook, Instagram,
they're all over
TikTok, the website. We sell them inside here, Springfield Outfitters, but they have a lot of cool stuff. They introduced that to show that's live now. It just launched a couple of days ago.
Cool.
Online. So thanks to Kent for his part on the event, and we all had a good time. And we had so much fun. We're going to do it again next year. So make sure you mark those calendars for August the 27th. Whatever that weekend is. I think 27th is a Sunday. 26th, 27th.
26th and 27th.
26th, the weekend of the 26th.
You'll know. 27th. It's around
weekend.
There.
It's the weekend before Labor Day.
So now that Labor Day is here, he's ready for dove season.
Yeah, dove hunting starts tomorrow. We're excited. We've been scouting all week. Kent has a dove field set up, and we've got a dove field set up, and we're excited. So hunting season's finally here. It's been a long summer.
You know, well, now, you always do the scouting, right?
Yeah.
What is involved in the scouting? Is that just an excuse for you to go sit out in the field?
You go like this.
I think it was.
Good.
The biggest
thing. I texted him earlier. He said he was out scouting. I said, oh, I've used that excuse before, too.
The biggest thing with dove.
Don't bother me right now.
Biggest thing with dove scouting is we've been doing this week. It's kind of seeing where the birds are flying. So we want to know where the birds are coming from, where they're going.
Where are they coming from?
What time? I can't tell you.
Like
that.
Kinley or Smithfield?
Where are I coming from? Kinley. Everybody quit Kinley. No, I'm just kidding. This is not a political episode. I was scouting to see. That was not on the outline. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's my fault.
To see where they're coming from, like what direction and where they're going. And so we're going to have a crowd of folks that are hunting this weekend. We're doing a Saturday hunt and a Monday hunt. And to know where to set everybody at. So, okay, in the morning hunt, they're coming from here, they're going there. In the afternoon, they're coming from here, going there. Know where to set everybody else up. And so we were there just the last 3 days. We're doing every morning and every afternoon trying to kind of figure out where they're coming, where they're going.
It's a tough job.
But I got it all figured out. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have some good content on social media. We're going to take a pile of pictures and videos. I hope so. Well, last year we had a very successful hunt.
Yeah, last year was a pile of them.
We'll see what happens this year.
So, what do we need to be preparing for dove season, y'all? Y'all are the experts here.
Well,
I'm not the expert, Hunter. Y'all are the pro staff.
At this point, being that it's Friday and dove season starts tomorrow, you still have time to come by Spring Hill Outfitters.
That's what we're going to
do. For all of your dove hunting essentials.
Shells.
We have a tab on our website, springhilloutfitters.com, but you can come by the store today or tomorrow. We're actually up Monday as well. But shotgun shells are very important. A year ago, we had no shells, and we do this year.
It's gotten a little better this year. Yep. Thank goodness.
Shotgun shells, dove, something to sit on, a nice dove stool, Yeti bucket with a lid's always good. Throw your doves in a Yeti bucket.
I sit on a Yeti bucket.
We have HS, several stools and chairs and banded chairs and stools and a good stool, dove vest. dove decoys, mojo doves, static doves, all kinds of dove decoys, all things that we have here in stock at Spring Hill Outfitters. So
new camo, new fit.
Sitka.
OOTD.
What's the new fit? What's the OOTD? You got anything new for this year?
She was making fun of me for planning my dove outfits.
I was like, what are you doing? He's like, planning my dove outfits. And I was like,
you got to look fly.
Yeah, so I got to, like, you know, social. It, people
and
expect.
I was like, wow, I really got to.
If the doves aren't flying, at least he's going to look fly.
I got to look. I got to look good, right? So, like, Duck Camp, you know, Duck Camp has their lightweight hunting shirt that we have in stock here at Spring Hill Outfitters. I think I'm going
to. You're going to duck I'm camp gonna, at all four hunts?
Not every.
Are you going to, like, duck camp,
no.
Sitka?
I'm going to do Sitka.
Some OG, old, don't know what camo it
I'm going to do
is,
Sitka. You know. I'm going to do Duck Camp. I'm going to do some old Spring Hill Out. So, fun fact, before I had surgery on my shoulder, I had a softball team called Spring Hill Outfielders. And we had a camo camo Under Armour t-shirt that I really use a lot. I'm going to probably wear one of those shirts one day. So, we'll have Under Armour.
Yeah, because it's still going to be warm.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Yeah. So, I wear shorts. And various amount, yeah. Actually, it was kind of wet. We went out about 7 o'clock this morning. It was still kind of damp.
Dewy.
The dew,
yeah.
The dew was. I would definitely recommend extra tough boots. That's another dove hunting essential.
Yeah.
To get some extra tough boots, but Yeti cooler. That's a good opening day essential, yeah, for your waters and Gatorades.
It's an everyday essential.
Everybody.
Every day.
Has to drink water and Gatorades on opening day of dove hunt. You can't dove hunt on opening day without waters and Gatorades.
Water.
Hydrate.
And I and also, Gatorades. I have a follow-up question to all this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Best dove recipes.
Come over to the Oasis on Monday night and I'll show you all my dove recipes.
Oh, is this a secret? We're not allowed to talk about it?
No, but honestly, last year we killed a pile of doves and we cooked a pile of doves. Yeah, I like to wrap them in bacon. We did. We cooked, honestly, last year, we talked about this, I think, last week, but last year we killed so many doves and cleaned so many doves and cooked so many doves. I did not want to see a dove, but we cooked doves.
I tried to get him to take me dove hunting after opening day. He was like, no,
I'm done.
Wow. I'm done with doves.
We wrapped the doves in bacon and put some seasoning on there. We also did a stuffed jalapeno. We jalapeno, cut it in half and put a dove breast in there, and then wrapping in bacon too, actually.
Hey,
with cream cheese.
Cream cheese and dove breast. So we cooked a lot of doves on Monday night. That's what our plan for Monday night of next this coming Monday night. So hopefully we'll have some doves to cook. But yeah, so we'll talk more about that maybe next week, but how we do it.
I think that's always the best part. It's like figuring out how you're gonna cook it, right?
Dove's good. Yeah. I tell you, I went to Argentina. Speaking of Argentina, I'm now today's Friday, it's September the 2nd. Next month. Going to Argentina dove hunting.
Yeah.
So this is my last weekend of like normal dove hunting. I'm going to go out there and shoot.
The Argentina all the doves just taste way better than all the doves. Eastern North Carolina doves.
I went to Argentina. Went to Argentina in 2009, and that trip literally they had some form of dove for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. I was like, I never knew you could prepare doves this many ways.
Dove
we had like dove biscuits and we had dove croissants and we had dove sandwiches and we had fried doves and grilled doves and broiled doves and all the doves.
So, fried doves. I bet that would be good.
Yeah.
I'll be going they did have fried little like a little appetizer,
like little
spicy ranch. Spicy ranch, fried
Ooh.
Dove.
Okay.
Like dove so, nuggets.
Yeah.
Different outfitter idea. We're going to. We're going to Argentina here next month. A couple of the Spring Hill Outfitters pro staff's going out there, and we're going to have all kinds of fun video and pictures and stories. At there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, whatever we cook, we eat. And I say we eat. I may not eat so much of it because after I kill it and clean it and cook it, I may not want to eat too many of it. It's still good. I tried some of them last year. It was
yeah.
good.
Anything wrapped in enough bacon is edible.
Yeah. Yeah. Dove season Labor Day weekend. We're already on almost minute number 40 this podcast.
Dang
but
time flies. We're having fun.
The store is open tomorrow, Saturday, 10 to 2 ish, maybe 3. I don't know about 10 to 3. 10 to 2, 10 to 3. We can't go dove hunt until 4 or 5.
Are we making this decision right now?
This is what, yeah, actually, okay. Right now we're talking about it. My plan was 10 Flip to 2. The schedule says 10 to 2, but I think we're not going to go dove hunt until at least 4 or 5. That's what you hang out here for a little while, but it's so hot at 2, you can't go dove hunting. So anyway, we're open 10 to 2-ish.
Just call before.
Call before you come.
Before you come.
Check social media. 10 to 2 on Saturday. We're closed on Sunday. Monday will be open as well on Labor Day for all those last minute folks, 10 to 2-ish as well, probably on Monday. So Most places close on Labor Day, but we're here because we love hunting and taking it outside.
And for those last minute guys that
yeah,
that's really why we're here.
Guys always love wait to
make
last.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because we forgot to buy our shotgun shells.
Yeah. College football is this weekend. This is not a sports podcast, but I'm an NC State fan.
Yep.
So we're pulling for the Pac tomorrow against ECU. See what happens.
Is it
college football? A lot of big games this weekend. We kinda,
is this the weekend? No, this is bad that I don't. I went to App State. Is this the weekend App State plays the Carolina? It's got to be this weekend, right?
I don't think
there's a whole lot of. No. I can't remember.
Is it?
I don't think so.
Sorry if it's not, but. There was a whole lot of back and forth between Carolina and App about who was going to win.
We can find it. Kent Jones just texted me. Kent's back. Okay.
We don't have to find it now.
It's not a big of a deal. You know, we're going to look at it anyway just to make sure we're on the same page.
But, yeah, college football's here. Am I right?
Clemson, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Ohio State. One more big game. Cincinnati, Arkansas, Oregon, Georgia. That's what it is. So, yeah, college football's back. NC State, ECU, big game happening tomorrow. So, yes, also tomorrow, if you have not heard, the Springfield Armory Unlock Greatness event. So, Springfield Armory is releasing a brand new pistol this weekend that nobody knows what it is. It's a secret.
It better be.
Can't talk about it's, it.
From all the hype, it better be awesome.
I will say I have
seen
it.
It is awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
I've seen it. I've held it, and it's really cool.
Ooh.
It's really cool. I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
It is awesome. So, we have one here in the store. In a lockbox, in a safe. And if you go to unlock-greatness.com tonight, today, right now, you can register to win. Well,
as long as it's before.
Yeah, depends on where you're listening to this. If you're listening to it as we release this podcast.
If it is Friday.
Friday, September 2nd.
Saturday, September the 3rd, we're giving this pistol away. And you sign up at the website. They send you a code. And then Saturday, September the 3rd, you come in between 10 and 2 p.m. and put your code into the safe. And if your code works, you win the pistol
and a whole bunch of
safe and a holster and a light.
And there's a winner at each.
Yeah.
We're guaranteed to have a winner.
Somebody from this area will win this prize.
There's a 100 different stores across the country that are doing this, and we're one of the 100. So.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's happening. We also have some other Springfield Armory deals on rifles and pistols happening this weekend. We'll post on social media.
I feel like not enough companies do those kind of cool prizes like that. Remember when you used to get the keys, try to go to the dealership and try the keys and stuff? That was always so cool. This is just the newfangled technology now. They send out codes and it's all digital.
Yep.
But that's really cool.
Let's see what else. Archery season. Opening day is next weekend, so we're Lee and the guys in archery are in full archery mode. Of course, we got a store full of compound bows and crossbows and indoor archery range. We talked a lot about dove hunting, I know, this episode. Maybe get Lee in here next week to talk about archery. That'd be good. We'll bring Lee and maybe one of our archery sales reps in, but archery season starts next week.
There's so much cool with archery, too.
Man, these crossbows are crazy. We were at the farm looking at one the other day. Those things, the technology on these crossbows are just insane.
I'm not an archery guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a firearm guy, but I look at these some of these archery products, and I'm like, this is insane. It's really cool.
Yeah, technology is real. I mean, they're shooting some of these new crossbows, you know, 100 yards. You're shooting like a one-inch group at 100
yards.
Wild.
Wild.
They're still considered primitive weapons.
Yeah.
Primitive weapons.
Primitive.
But I swear some of them are more advanced than. Yeah. So, but yeah, you're right. It's like all the seasons now are just boom, boom, boom.
Yep. Dove season, archery. Deer season's right around the corner. Duck season, and we're getting ready for all the new stuff here at Spring Hill Outfitters. All we got the last few weeks. If any of our employees are listening, thank you. We've had a busy few weeks between the Southern Outdoor Classic and just a pallet. Every day we're getting pallets and pallets of stuff. And
hey, it's better than when you weren't getting pallets and pallets of stuff.
Yeah. Could be worse. Right?
A year ago.
Could be
nothing.
Worse. Now we're going to mention this is something new we're starting every week when we do a podcast. We're going to start our podcast taking an outside deal of the episode.
Okay.
And that's something new we're adding.
I like it.
This week is. Trail cameras. So we're getting ready for deer season, right? And archery starts next week, and gun season starts next month, and it's time to put up trail cameras. We've got a great selection of cameras from Moultrie and Browning and other people. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, you have between now and Friday of next week, which is the 9th of September, to save 10% on our website. Go to put in camera 10, and you can save 10% on all trail cameras. Very important this time of year to have trail cameras. All my trail cameras are out now. We got pigs and deer, and you got bear and deer, and she's got a whole family of bears.
Where's your camera that has the bear? Yeah.
I can't it's on cinnamon that. Teal.
No, I just need to know a general area. Are we talking like right up the road?
No.
Okay, that's all I needed.
I got a bunch of bear though.
Okay. I was just making sure, again, wasn't like Kinley.
Now's the time to get the trail cameras out. We have trail cameras 10% off between now and September the 9th, next Friday.
That's a great time. And the trail cameras have gotten so advanced, too, now.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, goodness.
They send it straight to your phone.
Yeah. So the brand new Moultrie Edge.
Remember when you used to have to go around and get your cards out?
Yeah.
$99. It uses Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, whatever tower is closer by. There's no SD card required. It's all internal memory. All mobile, $99. So those are 10% off, as well as all the Browning trail cameras and everything else. If you use code at checkout, code CAMERA10, all one word, all together.
Don't tell anybody, though.
And we're not telling anybody what it is.
Only if you listen to the podcast.
Only for our listeners. So don't share it.
There's going to be a quiz.
You know, I think we have quite a few listeners, because this weekend people were like, oh, you're on the podcast. Yep. Oh, you're on the podcast. Yep. And I was like, oh, people listen.
My favorite part was when the preacher man talked about the podcast during his
Cross Trail brief, Outfitters.
Which was great. It was really cool.
Great church service on Sunday morning.
We had a little church service on Sunday morning, which was, I think, was super cool. But yeah, I brought up Taking It Outside podcast. I was like, we've made it.
These people listen. Yeah.
The preacher man said, as you always hear every week on the Taking It Outside podcast,
take it outside.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I was like, man, podcast, everybody listens now.
But yeah, so we're doing weekly deals now. So I should encourage you to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
This week, use Camera 10. 10% off all trail cameras, Moultrie, Brownie. If you have any questions, send us a message, call us, email us, and we'll answer any questions you may have. Lots of new stuff on SpringHillOutfitters.com. Literally, every day, that's all Miss Ashley does, is put new stuff on the website. We've got lots of new. We got a huge shipment of Browning shotguns in this week. Oh, my gosh. Like excuse me, 60 or 70 new Browning shotguns, A5s and Maxxis and Winchester SX4s and SXPs and A5 V10s and Wicked Wings. And
I did give those a day because I knew people were going to be, like, beating down the doors to get them. I didn't want to, like, double sell them.
Yeah, sometimes we'll put things on Facebook. We don't put on the website just right away because we only have like one or two of them. We don't want it, you know. So, but SpringHillOutfitters.com has lots of opening day essentials on there for dove hunt. We're going to be changing that stuff out next week for archery. After that, we'll be changing it out for deer hunting and duck hunting. And it's crazy to think we're here. It's hunting season's back. Yeah, but just
I'm serious. Yeah. I kid you not. It literally seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah, summer was great. I love summer. I love hot weather.
I literally looked at the calendar and was like,
are we telling two truths and a lie?
No, I'm telling you, like, I looked and I was like, it's already September. I literally don't know where August went.
Yeah. I feel like January was yesterday.
Dude, it's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah.
This year went by fast.
So, yeah, lots of fun stuff. SpringHillOutfitters.com. What else?
I think that's it.
Time I'm done. My outline's over. We talked about Southern Outdoor Classic, and we talked about dove hunting and archery hunting and a website and duck camp and Sitka, and we have Sitka waders, and they're really cool.
They are. Mark your calendars next year.
Yeah, August 26th, 2023, Southern Outdoor Classic. It's going to be bigger than it, but I will say we have a lot of cool things planned. All jokes aside, we got some cool stuff planned for next year. We're going to step up a notch. This year was great. Next year is going to be even better.
Pyrotechnics. It's going to be a lot.
Fire. Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to be joining us for a live show with some pyrotechnics and lasers.
We're
going to
have Jason Aldean out there.
It's going to be wild, y'all.
If you already know Luke Combs. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag right now, but Luke Combs.
We need to put a disclaimer at the end of this.
Luke Combs has played the farm before.
Did he played it? Well, he played it before.
Disclaimer: We lied
twice. Luke Combs has played the farm twice.
Disclaimer: If none of this comes true, it's not our fault.
2014 and 2016. Luke Combs has been on our show. You know Donald Trump, past president.
He's been on.
Yeah. You know him.
I was there last weekend.
All I
gotta
say is, you know. Just stay tuned for next year. Just make sure you know who these people are. Because
we draw some big names.
Yeah.
There's a good chance they won't be there next year.
There you go. But, that's our disclaimer.
There's a good chance they won't be there. But there is a chance
that somebody will.
That somebody named Donald Trunk could be there. Or Luke Moms. That sounds like Luke's cousin. No, Luke, if you're listening, I know you listen to every week, but Luke Combs.
Appreciate you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. If you want to come back, thanks for listening. Yeah. If you want to come back and join us, I'll be glad to pay you what I paid you last time that you came to play the farm.
Wow.
The seat's always available for you.
You can come join us for a podcast. Yeah. I'm sure you would, you know, be great for your business to be on our podcast. Anyway, that's it for this week's episode.
I think we nailed it
all. Yeah, we did great. We covered everything. We only kept it under an hour. It's great. Time to go eat supper. Of course, find this podcast on all major podcast platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. YouTube. Last week's episode was not on YouTube. Fun fact, because my production guy was out of town, we had audio only. I did a video and put an SD card in my truck. And it saved my truck all week.
It's now the time to tell him I'm on vacation next week, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is why I told him I needed to learn how to do this kind of stuff. But
I'm sorry. We'll figure it out.
Anyway. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spring Hill Outfitter, taking it outside. Swing by the store sometime. We're right here in Eastern North Carolina, exit 101 on 95 between Smithfield and Wilson, between Miami and Maine in Eastern North Carolina. We are getting ready for opening day. This is our time of the year. We're excited to have hunting season come back around, and we've got some great episodes planned coming up. We've got some great guests coming up. Joel, we started with the best today. So from 15, it's going to go down from 15, but Joel's probably the most popular one we're going to have, but we got some great guests planned.
Okay.
Coming up, we've got some great guys. We're going to be zooming in some guys in from Bandit and Avery here soon. And Rigam Wright, talked to the great folks at Rigam. They were there this past weekend. Mr. Cagle,
they were really nice. I like them.
Matthew and Heather joined us from Rigam Wright. They're local. They came and joined us and hung out with them Friday night, Saturday night. They were there Sunday as well. Great folks. They're going to join us for episodes here soon. And
awesome.
Can't wait for future episodes of Taking It Outside. You can find us most of the time coming in on Friday morning. Not every Friday, but most Fridays.
Yeah.
We have time.
Can I talk about one more thing real quick? I like the fact that from the podcast – I've not met, but I feel like I know some of these reps that have come in. I walked up to the Yeti guy. I was like, we've never met.
I don't know you, but I know you.
But I feel like I know you because I saw you on Taking
It
Outside.
A lot of people thought that, didn't realize that that was our reps. And I was like, no, like, this is who we call when we buy stuff.
Yeah. I think that was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got more folks that are going to join us, sales reps the next. You know, a lot of guys are waiting until hunt season gets here to focus on all their new stuff coming out. So, got some fun stuff planned the next few months. And Joe was our number one fan. I guarantee you, he's probably the only person that's listened to every episode
we've ever done. I have listened to quite a few of them,
He's listened to every one.
Yeah.
I hope he has. Yeah. Because he's done all the editing. And
I wonder how many he's just put out and just said, I hope.
No, you have to listen to them. Now,
while we're on this subject, what's your favorite episode?
I will say that I think it was one of the. This is bad. One of the recent ones, you got the podcast done. I got everything from Trent, and what were we doing? We went over to Trent's house, and we started playing games, and I stayed up way too late.
Oh. Yes.
When was it? It was after 4th of July.
No, it was just like the last episode. The second to last episode. And the next morning, I fell asleep editing the podcast like a laptop. And I was like, I woke up, I was like, oh no.
What have I done?
Trey was like, do you have the podcast? And I was like, I'm sorry. I stayed up too late at your house.
Jackbox.
Yeah, Jackbox.
You haven't played Jackbox TV.
I was playing those online games on your phone and stuff.
Plug Jackbox. You play Jackbox, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'll have it to you soon. But yeah, no, I've listened to all. I have to listen to all of them.
What's your favorite one you've ever done?
You know, that's tough.
Top three.
Honestly, I learned a lot on the Yeti.
Yeti.
Because, you know, I use Yeti stuff all the time. But the hearing the history of the company was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought from a business point of view, the podcast we did on ammo and, you know, kind of the
Winchester.
Production.
Kevin
from Winchester. Yeah. Kind of the production and all that. Those are probably some of my favorites, I think, just because I learned a lot from those. Yeah. But, yeah, I think all of them have been fun. Also, the one, like, with wildlife. You know, that's a lot of, like, important information that people don't pay attention to. So, yeah.
Yep. I was going to mention a while ago and forgot to, before we get off, the Johnson County Ducks Unlimited. We're very involved with our local chapter of Ducks Unlimited, and our banquet is happening October 20th, which is next month. Crazy to think. Yes, next month.
Yeah.
And we have almost sold out of tables, but we have some tickets left, and you can find out more information on Johnson County Ducks Unlimited on Facebook or talking to us, and we'll get your tickets, or going to the NCDU website and looking for Johnson County. It's going to be a big event. You should come out.
Yeah.
You and Alex should come.
Yeah.
Be fun. We have a good event. Great event. We have some really cool stuff planned this year. We've been working with our new RD, Mr. Andrew Buns.
Lots of pyrotechnics. Really
cool. Probably going to have some fire. You know, if you know Luke Combs, that's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is, if you know Luke Combs.
It's going to be my new thing. I'm just going to overpromise all the time.
Do you
now.
Know Luke Combs?
No, yeah. I did. I saw the event on Facebook, so I do know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think it's crazy we've already sold out of tables.
That's great. Yeah, almost sold out of tables. A few left. And the week after that is the Micro Fire Department, our local fire department here in town. Their fall raffle, which we promote more about that here in the next few weeks. They have Band of Oz and Backyard Bistro and a really cool event. So we'll be plugging that too. But we're involved with a lot of good groups. A lot of good people have events, fundraisers, and good causes. And that's what we're all about here, taking it outside, helping promote the local folks.
Absolutely.
And helping out when we can. So we're almost getting to an hour, so we're going to stop now.
They charge us by the minute. The editor.
Yeah, the studio here.
Studio rental rates are crazy.
Guy owns the place is a jerk.
Well, thank y'all for having me. This is fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Joe's always a part of this room. If he's here in person or in spirit, he's always a part of it. But glad he could join us, myself and Miss Ashley, for another episode of Taking It Outside. We're going to wind down and invite you again to join us on SpringHillOutfitters.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, review, find his podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Look us up, Spring Hill Outfitters. Taking It Outside, and we wish all of y'all in Eastern North Carolina and the surrounding area happy opening day this weekend. Please have fun. Please take a kid hunting. Most of all, please be safe. Whatever you do, please be safe, and don't forget to take it outside.